McDonald's, the world's largest restaurant chain, is warning of lower-than-expected profits this year. That's because concerns about mad cow disease have depressed hamburger sales in Europe. McDonald's and other burger chains are taking steps to prevent a similar consumer reaction in the United States. From member station KPBS, Scott Horsley reports.
There's never been a case of mad cow disease reported in the U.S., and McDonald's wants to keep it that way by keeping better track of the cattle that end up in the chain's hamburgers. The company eventually hopes to create a paper trail that will follow each animal from barnyard to Big Mac. Spokesman Walt Riker says McDonald's has already sought guarantees from its beef suppliers that none of its cattle was given feed contaminated with meat or bone meal.
McDonald's has the world's biggest shopping cart, and we're trying to leverage our buying power to make sure that everyone in our food chain, all the way down to, you know, the people who make grain for cattle or cows, that all of that is in 100% compliance with existing government regulations.
McDonald's has seen in Europe just how serious the economic impact of mad cow disease can be. The brain-wasting illness, technically known as bovine spongiform encephalopathy, or BSE, has been present in British cattle for years and is blamed for the deaths of more than 80 people who ate contaminated meat. BSE has recently shown up in cattle in other parts of Europe. That's put a big dent in Europeans' appetite for hamburgers and, consequently, McDonald's profits. Riker says McDonald's is trying to combat consumer fears by offering more choices other than beef.
We hear the consumers loud and clear. They're looking for a variety. We see more pork sandwiches, ham and pork, something called McToast, which is a ham and cheese sandwich.
McDonald's business remains sluggish, though, in Italy, Spain, Portugal, and especially Germany, where sales have fallen more than 10%. Here in the United States, concern over BSE does not seem to be discouraging fast food consumers. Parked in his truck outside this Jack-in-the-Box restaurant in San Diego, Robert Steele is unfazed as he bites into a quarter-pound sourdough combo.
I don't even think about that. I just trust in the health standards of this government to keep the food we eat in this country at a standard that we've always enjoyed.
Steele's attitude is pretty typical. A recent Wall Street Journal poll found that even though many Americans say they're concerned about mad cow disease, more than three-quarters haven't changed their eating habits. Still, that could change if an outbreak of the disease were to occur here. At Jack in the Box's annual meeting last month, an investor asked Chairman Bob Nugent what the company is doing to prepare for that possibility. Jack in the Box is particularly sensitive to food safety issues. After an E. coli outbreak at its restaurants 8 years ago, the company adopted one of the industry's most stringent food handling systems. Like McDonald's, Jack in the Box is now working with suppliers to ensure the safety of its beef. But the company is reluctant to talk publicly about those measures. Editor Leah Davis of the fast food trade journal QSR says many burger chains feel the same way.
I think the mere mention of, yeah, we're thinking about that, or coming up with plans or strategizing around that, could lead consumers to believe that there might be a problem.
Still, Jack in the Box acknowledged during its annual meeting that it's developing contingency plans using what executives call alternative protein products. That's vague enough to include even vegetarian products, though Editor Davis says that would be a big jump.
If anything did happen to the beef supply in this country, imagine the leap from getting your burger to, if you want a burger, it's got to be veggie or tofu or bean-based. The typical fast food demographic is not one that goes home at night and puts a veggie burger in the microwave for dinner. It's just not.
So don't look for McTofu just yet. McDonald's executives said yesterday they're confident they can weather this storm, noting that in France, sales have rebounded somewhat since the mad cow scare, and some French customers have begun eating their signature hamburgers once again. For NPR News, I'm Scott Horsley in San Diego.